How fun was that Saturday night with the crowd? You guys playing good football?
It's always fun unless I feel like, especially with the crowd and the student section, it's always, you always have a good time just because you know they're always going to have the juice. And especially just having all the boys play, it's always a blast. So,
how does that help you make plays out there?
I feel like we just feed off of the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Every time we make plays, they bring the juice and it just kind of, I don't know, we all like offense, defense, special teams. I feel like we all just, the crowd gets us into it. So,
what do you make of the Cincinnati offense?
They have a good balanced offense. They can run the ball well. Their quarterback's a solid quarterback. He can throw and run. And I don't know, the receivers got some, they're pretty fast. So we really do have a challenge right now, and I'm just kind of excited to go against Cincinnati.
You guys have played a lot of night games, but a night game on the East Coast is a little different, I think, yeah, for you guys. Are you kind of embracing that? Because it does seem like the Vampire Goose,
yeah,
is a real thing, now just a chance to travel it.
I feel like it's kind of like the same. You get the two-hour difference. It's like still like we're playing at 8:15. I feel like most of our games this season have been 8:15, getting home at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So, I don't know. At this point of the season, I feel like we're already used to it, and it's, I don't know, I feel like the Cougs play better at night, so...
What is it kind of about that mythos that you guys have sort of adopted, you know, being able to play under the lights with, you know, cover of darkness, whatever it is? What do you think kind of it is that you guys really leaned into that so well?
I feel like really just the schedule that we have. I feel like just starting from the beginning of the season, having 8:15 games, it's, I don't know, we're just kind of used to it right now. And then really just, I feel like the hard part is just waiting till you get to the game. You're in the hotel all day, and it's like you're seeing all these other college games, and it's, I don't know, you just kind of get antsy to play. So I feel like that is a big factor too.
I'll save my rant about daylight savings time right now. It's not good. I'll just leave that. Was it a little bit weird to leave the hotel and head to the stadium when it was already dark?
Already dark? Yeah, most definitely. Usually leaving the stadium, it's like the sun's still out. But I don't know, as soon as we went to the buses, it was dark. But it's like you get to the stadium and it's like the atmosphere is great. So it's like, I don't know, you're kind of just used to it at this point.
TCU was one of the better passing offenses in the Big 12, and you guys held them well below their season averages. What do you think was working defensively and stopping the pass last week?
I would say really just our front seven getting to the quarterback. We have a great defense, and really just our front defensive linemen, they do a good job up front, and I feel like that played a big factor in, I don't know, what the quarterback can see. So.
Any other questions for Isaiah?
Yeah, Isaiah, does that help you as far as your defense, knowing that your guys are going to be doing their job? And then how does that help you in your game?
I feel like really we just play off of each other. I feel like every week, that's why you see different players make different plays. And I feel like when the time comes, the kids on our team, we make plays. And so, I don't know, I just, it's great having the DBs that we have, and especially the other linebackers in the D-line. It's like everybody on our team can make plays, and it just kind of just depends on the week. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud.